The latest from podnews.net.
This is the BBC.
I don't have access to that podcast anymore.
The BBC have blocked access to its podcasts by Google, and BBC podcasts are no longer available on Google Podcasts, Google Assistant, and Google Search. Our special report, which we link to from our show notes and our newsletter, notes that this may herald the beginning of the end of free and open podcasting. 68% of podcast listeners believe that the medium contributes to their intellectual growth. A new podcast app called Notecast allows listeners to capture snippets of podcast conversations as digital notes and lets them annotate them further. Listening to podcasts on Amazon Alexa isn't always a great experience. Gearbrain has written up better ways to do it on your smart speaker. We link to that from our newsletter and from our show notes, as well as a new podcast app, Podcrypt, which enables you to automatically or manually donate to verified podcasts based strictly on time listened. The service uses cryptocurrency, and Podnews is on the service, and our Ethereum ID is in our main description as requested. Stitcher have announced a raft of new podcasts. Joining the network is actor and comedian Asif Manvi, husband and wife duo Diwali and Kadeen Ellis, and Bill Nye, the science guy. Transcribe Meow is an iOS app to help podcasters transcribe their podcasts right meow. And congratulations to Morris Wheeler, who is Hubbard Broadcasting's new manager of corporate podcasting strategy. In our show notes and in our newsletter, we highlight a bunch of different podcasts, including Catholic Sports Radio, not always three words that go together, Between Two Mics, the podcast from Squadcast's co-founder Zach and Rock, and this from the ABC in Australia.
G'day, I'm Matt Bevan, and this is Russia If You're Listening.
They're focusing on Robert Mueller this time around. And thank you to Heartcast Media for becoming a Podnews supporter. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.